fixing to have the Roswell. Roswell has a wonderful thing where they have plays, Cultural Arts Center. Well, you ever heard of that or not, but the Roswell Cultural Arts Center. I bought my tickets yesterday. No, day before yesterday. For the next play, Our Town. You're sort of young, but you may remember when it came out, Our Town. Now they're going to have it in Roswell with professional actors and a professional organization that operates it. And they have plays year-round except maybe a little time in the summer when they take a rest. But I've already got my tickets for Our Town. I remember when it came out, I liked it very much.
Mentioned some of the historical buildings here in town before. Were people living in those buildings when you were younger?
Yes. I knew about that even though I was in Forsyth County. And then when I moved down here for the 10th grade, I knew about it. I knew families who rented Bullock Hall, for instance. Mm-hmm. All of them had, and of course, Barrington Hall had a descendant of Barrington Hall who owned the place and lived in it. And so they weren't tourist attractions at all in those days. And some of the descendants, I've forgotten her name before she married him. Some of the descendants of the pastor at the Presbyterian Church lived in Great Oaks. That's one of the more noted mansions, houses of the original Roswell King building. Well, it might have been Barrington, his son, but he's Roswell one who brought it. Roswell brought his family and his slaves and his friends to Roswell. And we're going to have a meeting next week at Primrose Cottage. That was the first house built in Roswell, next door to the First Baptist Church. Well, wasn't any church there then. I mean, it is now. I get a little confused sometimes on the timing business, but we're going to have a meeting of the Historical Society of Roswell. You've heard of the Roswell Historical Society. Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with anything about the historical committee that decides what you can do and what you can't do in Roswell, but the Roswell Historical Society dedicated to preserving the history of Roswell. Forgotten now why I said that, Roswell Historical Society. But anyhow, they have programs and of different things, and they're going to have the next meeting in Primrose Cottage, first house built in Roswell. Next door to First Baptist Church. Mercer University had a luncheon there not long ago. I was invited to come, and I did attend the luncheon at Primrose Cottage. And all those old houses are well maintained. They stay.
So do you go now sometimes and visit the old historical buildings? Not specifically the ones that you have meetings in, but...
Yes, I've been in all of them. Sometimes you have tours, you know, and certain homes are open, and certain ones are not. My father-in-law James, I think you might be interested in how he got his name. I think that's